Hi everyone, this is Ethel.
And this is Andy.
And welcome to our 16th Cultures episode of Japan Top 10. Japan Top 10! Today we'll be talking about something that's very in favor of the current season, which is celebrating Christmas in Japan. So what do we have for us today, Andy?
Well, before we get into the exciting stuff, I have a few announcements for everyone. So buckle in and we will get through these great announcements. All right. Well, I know 2020 may not have been the best year for the great many of us, but we here at JTOP 10 would like to change that for our listeners. Tell us your thoughts about 2020. You could record a message. And if you record a message and share it with our podcast, we would like to share it with our listeners. It could win you a $100 USD gift card or have that amount be donated to a charity of your choice. So if you're interested in taking part in this little contest, so to speak, that we have, visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest for full details. There's not much time for you to join, as the contest will close at the end of this month, so please enter as soon as you can. And next up, in a little bit more exciting news, we have an Instagram page. So you can follow us at JapanTop_10 for the latest news on the Japanese music industry and so much more. So please follow us there. Next, would you like to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find full details at jtop10.jp, and we will figure out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And finally, if you are enjoying this Cultures episode, please remember that you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. So you will receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just the commentary and music, and so much more. There's so many great benefits to joining our Patreon Donors Club. So you can check out that information at our website, jtop10.jp/club. All right, well, as Ethel, you mentioned up top, we have such an exciting episode for the season, our winter season.
I do agree. And to kick it off, I have a very special Christmas carol. It was created by our scriptwriter, Haley, and it goes a little bit like this. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the flat not a creature was stirring the tatami mats. Stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, but paper plates in hopes Colonel Sanders soon would be there. The couples would nestle all snug on their dates with visions of all the expensive gifts they await.
Oh, beautiful. You have transported me. I am now a young child once again awaiting Santa Claus to shimmy down the chimney.
There's no chimney in Japan.
Oh, true. To come through the front door.
Okay.
Yes.
So the first topic of this episode is a general overview of what Christmas celebrations are like in Japan. So in Japan, Christmas events are kind of a sub-focus because in Japan, New Year's celebration is more of like the main agenda out of the entire holiday period. And of course, Christmases in Japan are celebrated more differently than the rest of the world because it's a time to spread happiness rather than a religious celebration. The holiday season in Japan seems to be celebrated as a way for people to make time for friends and for couples to hang out at parties, go on dates. They go out for dinner and they celebrate as much as they can. And then in contrast, during New Year's, it's the time of the year when every member of society in Japan will go home to their families, visit temples, and come together to usher in the 1st of January together with like food and drinks. So, as I said, Christmas is more of a time for friends and couples to be together to celebrate the festive season. And the most popular date night throughout the entire year in Japan is Christmas Eve. In fact, I think some would even consider Christmas Eve as the Japanese version of Valentine's Day. Now, if you don't have a date on Christmas Eve, you kind of do not want to be seen alone in public. Japanese couples, especially the younger couples, prefer booking romantic dinner reservations at fancy restaurants, which can be very difficult to find on Christmas Eve, to shopping at stores selling romantic Christmas gifts, or going for nighttime strolls along streets that are decorated to perfection with Christmas illuminations to embody this very romantic day. And obviously, nobody does illuminations better than Japan. Shopping malls, restaurants, and public areas have the most incredible display of lights you can imagine that make all passers-by really get into that Christmassy mood. Although they've kind of downsized in recent years. From the middle of November until Valentine's Day, there are seasonal lighting events all over the country, from small-scale decorations to spectacular audiovisual projections. Even the most famous and popular landmarks such as Mount Fuji have their own unique festive lighting displays. And a lot of Christmas time illuminations tend to be seen at a lot of other famous locations at parks and internationally themed villages throughout Japan, from Hokkaido to Tokyo, Osaka, Kobe, and so many more. And in Japan, they also have their versions of Japanese Christmas markets, where it is like kind of like the traditional style Christmas markets you find in Europe, like in Germany and Austria, from the beginning to the end of the winter season, with everything from delicate tree ornaments to mulled wine, and even larger events can be found in Tokyo and Sapporo. And celebrating Christmas would not be complete without a trip to Disney to see their Christmas spectacle. It is the number one date night pick in Japan, obviously, for good reason. It's Disneyland and DisneySea, and the special event, which is Christmas Fantasy, offers a Disney-style Christmas with fireworks, special merchandise, candy giveaways, and a very special Christmas menu. Tokyo Disneyland becomes a great place for families with children to spend their Christmas holidays in Japan too. So Andy, what's it like celebrating Christmas in Japan, as you'll be doing this year?
Yeah, well, to be honest, this will be the first time that I am actually celebrating Christmas in Japan. So I've been trying to get into the Japanese style of celebrating Christmas. I've already placed some orders for chicken and cake, which we will absolutely be talking about in a little bit. But from what I gather, it's really downplayed. Like, a lot of people who have partners and things, of course, they go out and do it big. And I've had trouble actually in the past, in the days leading up to Christmas. I'm often traveling back to America to be with my family during that time. But of course, because of coronavirus this year, I won't be going back. But I've had trouble booking even hotels because so many people take trips and things like that, or at least in the past took trips with their partners or maybe families. It's just such a huge time for people to like make special time for each other.
Yeah, I totally agree. And speaking of vacations, one of the biggest kinds of vacations most Japanese people take tend to be ski related. So ski culture in Japan is completely world famous. No wonder, with nearly 80% of Japan being made out of mountainous terrain, that skiing and eventually snowboarding would take off as major wintertime sport activities. And most of the time with families and with people only getting vacation times a couple of times in a year, going on skiing and snowboarding trips during the New Year vacation is not uncommon. The use of skis as a mode of transportation is something that Japanese people living in the northern parts of Japan, where snowfall starts around the end of November, have been accustomed to since at least the beginning of the 19th century, if not earlier, so that's like the 1800s. But the idea of skiing for leisure didn't start until a Hans Schneider from Austria brought lighter weighing skis to Japan around the 1930s. After World War II, skiing became very popular with foreigners and eventually amongst Japanese citizens after Olympian Chiharu Igaya won second in the Alpine skiing giant slalom event at the 1956 Winter Olympics in Cortina d'Ampezzo in Italy. And it wasn't until the economic boom, the bubble, in the 1980s that skiing became explosively popular in Japan. Luxury resorts and slopes popped up everywhere with the latest in lifts and ropeways. It got so popular that businessmen would take trains out to hit the slopes before rushing back into Tokyo for work on the same day. When the bubble burst and ski resorts worried that their numbers would dwindle, the hype around snowboarding globally in the 1990s brought another dimension to winter sports in Japan. And skiing is so popular among families and couples that some railways have built stations right at the base of popular ski resorts to accommodate travelers as easily as possible. During the peak season for skiing and snowboarding, it's around mid-January to February when snowfall is at its highest, but avid skiers will start as soon as there's enough snow to go. So popular places to visit are Hokkaido, Tohoku, Niigata, Nagano, and Gunma. And almost as important as hitting the slopes is to visit an onsen, right? What could be better than experiencing the nice cold winter season than sitting in like a hot spring? And there is almost always an onsen at each ski lodge or resort, but if there isn't one at the slopes, there probably isn't one very far away. So, Andy, I spoke to you before this episode and you told me that you've never been skiing in Japan, but have you been to an onsen during like the colder climates in Japan?
Yes, okay. Thank you for giving me this nice softball question. I feel like every time we do these cultures episodes, it's like an hour long exposé about how I haven't done anything in Japan. No, but yes, thankfully I have enjoyed onsen, not only in the winter months, but also in, you know, the northern parts. I've been to onsen in Hokkaido, so the northernmost part of Japan. And you know those, like, images that you always see of, like, the monkeys sitting in, like, baths and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
It feels exactly like that. Like, I just feel like this, like, warm little monkey sitting in my bath, like, all cozy and snug. And it's so beautiful just to be able to, like, yeah, escape the extreme coldness of winter and warm up and cozy up, get all snug. And I could not recommend it more to people who are looking for like the ultimate winter experience here in Japan. I'm just gonna ask if you've ever been able to enjoy, you know, a wintertime onsen.
No, I have not. I've actually never experienced an onsen before.
Really?
No, oh. I have not. I have like been to Japan in like autumn, but I've never been for an onsen experience. And I don't know, like Annie, like when you do your onsen experience, do you do it like with a ryokan or a hotel, or is it like the public kind?
I haven't done ryokan as much just because they're a little expensive. I would love to do them more, but sadly I'm not made out of money yet. And but I've done a lot of public bath versions, so probably the cheapest option, and a little bit of the hotel as well. But there are so many public baths even that are kind of like tucked away or like that don't get as much traffic and might be a little bit smaller, but they offer just such like a nice rustic experience. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think whatever you are able to do, I know at a lot of the ski resorts too, it can get a little bit packed. So maybe a good option would be to try and like find that hole in the wall onsen that's a little bit off of the slopes.
So, Andy, what's up for the next episode?
Well, let me tell you, Ethel, for those of you who are a Patreon star or platinum donor, Tassie will join you guys for a bonus top 10 episode for the end of December 2020 in a week from now. For everybody else, Eric and Anna will join you for one last 2020 episode in our top 20 songs of 2020. Wow, that is so many 20s. That will be released right before the new year. And it will also be our host, Eric's last episode. Oh my gosh, that is terrible news for me to hear. But he will bid us farewell, and hopefully he will do it as he always does, with a lot of fervor and energy. So don't miss that episode. All right. Well, that will be all from me, Andy. Yeah.
And Ethel. And just before we go, this episode has been scripted by Haley and Andy and hosted by myself and Andy, and QA'd by Stuart, and audio edited and uploaded by Vincent. Thank you, everyone, and stay safe and happy holidays from Japan Top 10. Bye.
Bye bye. Mata ne.
Mata ne. Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.